state your name, sir.
Simeon Hernandez.
Okay, Mr. Hernandez, who has this? Okay. The Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse will be acting as the panel lead for your hearing.
Good morning, Mr. Hernandez.
Good morning.
Could you please state your name and your AUC number for the record?
Simeon Hernandez, 269485.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that appears on your warrant of arrest. I see that you were notified about this hearing on May 14th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you can hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself in the hearing. Did you choose to hire an attorney today, or will you be representing yourself?
I'll represent myself.
Okay, sir, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board that's conducting the hearing today. If you look all the way down to my left, to the far end to your right, is on the very end is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones. To my right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll just serve as the lead in the hearing today, sir. Also with us in the room is Mr. Turner, who's a community corrections officer with the Department of Corrections. He represents the department and your hearing officer in today's hearing. So I need to swear both you and Mr. You see Mr. Turner now. Swear both you and Mr. Turner in. So Mr. Hernandez and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Turner?
I do.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hernandez? Mr. Hernandez?
Yes.
You swear? Okay, thank you. Thank you both. Mr. Hernandez, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one of your hearing, Mr. Hernandez, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. All right?
Okay,
so here's the allegation. And it is that you were in violation of condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of Senior Parole Officer Maynard by failing to report to Maricopa Reentry Center at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix, as directed on April 23rd, 2018. Mr. Hernandez, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true, sir? Okay, thank you. Thank you. Based on Mr. Hernandez's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways of company.
Second. Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. Okay, so Mr. Hernandez, we'll move to phase two of your hearing to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we do, since we know nothing about your case, we're going to have Mr. Turner give us some background information. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back with you in just a moment.
Okay,
Mr. Turner?
Yes, Mr. Hernandez was released from ADC custody on 11-13-2017 and arrested on 4-23-2018 by ADC. No new charges noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 4-23-2018 with a CSCB 23-2019, zero absconding. Current conviction, 2011, commitment A, count 1, disorderly conduct, 2 years, 3 months. 2011, commitment A, count 2, disorderly conduct, 2 years, 3 months. 2011, commitment A, count 3, aggravated assault, 7 years, 6 months. 2011, commitment A, count 4, discharging a firearm in the city limits, 2 years and 3 months. No prior convictions, this is the first time in ADC. with a CUIR score of 2-3. Mental health score of 1, substance use score is not rated at this time. SDG information, no SDG noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is significant with criminal damage and staff obstruction noted. There were other arrests, however, there were no charges filed in those cases. He has a GB score of G5B6.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. Mr. Hernandez, we have a brief written case supervision summary, and I'll review that with you now. It looks like you were released back in November of 17, that should be, not 18, as it says here. You were released to go to Vivre, but you were discharged from there because it looks like you had a positive breathalyzer. Had you drank some alcohol there, sir?
No.
Why did you have a positive breathalyzer?
I had a negative one, and that's why I was free that day. Actually, at another halfway house.
At Vivre, you had a positive breathalyzer on February 8th of this year. Had you drank some alcohol?
No.
Why do you think that breathalyzer was positive then?
I don't know. They never told me, and I didn't even know I was breathalyzed.
Okay. All right, but there was also some inappropriate behavior at Building Blocks Counseling on January 8th. Do you remember what that was? January 8th, some inappropriate behavior at Building Blocks Counseling.
No, I don't.
Okay. So then you went over to, in March, you went to TLC, it looks like. But you were discharged from there for failure to work. So in April, on the 20th, you were directed to go to CAS, the shelter at 230 South 12th Avenue in Phoenix. Did you go there?
Yeah.
And how long did you stay at CAS?
I think I was there too long.
Pretty short. Were you there until you were arrested?
Yeah, I think the weekend.
Like a couple of days, it looks like, from the 20th to the 23rd. Okay.
Yeah.
Were you working at all?
No, just for the halfway house.
Okay, you were doing the work there for them. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And we also, there's some notes here about drug testing with TASC. They have, you know, the color where you call in, and it looks like you failed to submit a few in November, December, March, and April. And you did submit some other days in November, January, a couple times, February and April. Do you remember those ones that you didn't submit? Why did you not? Why did you fail to turn a specimen in?
I forgot my number was called.
Okay, so you just forgot to call.
I checked my color that came up.
Okay. All right. It looks like you were also referred for anger management programming, but you were discharged from that because you missed so many classes. Why didn't you go to class?
I couldn't make it there.
Why not?
I don't know. I got lost on the bus a couple of times, and I didn't know how to get there.
All right. Did you think about calling your parole officer for help about that?
Yeah, I think I talked to her a couple of times.
Okay. All right. It looks like when you were attending counseling. This is back about the inappropriate behavior at Building Blocks Counseling. It looks like you did some things that were offensive to some people, like grabbing your genitals, exposing your stomach, putting your hands down your pants, and things like that. Did you do those things?
No.
Okay, it's interesting that, that those were specifically noted here in your programming notes.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone have a question? Mr. Turner, are there any notes about these behaviors or...
I was looking through, I couldn't find those notes. He was the last note that I'm looking at here on 423, I believe it's in the warrant. So if Bender staff with MWRL, supervisors, Bender was advised that he was going to be referred to MRC with an ITH referral for drinking alcohol.
Right.
Because it appears that he has a continued history of that. During the staffing, the offender stated that he will not participate in the program and wish to be returned to prison. There was another note, not to get lengthy, back in here, at his stay at B-Ray, he and three other people were involved in that. They all admitted to it, and they found that somebody was bringing alcohol, leaving it behind the wall, and they would hop over the wall to retrieve it.
Okay. Yeah, I did remember that about him saying that he didn't want to participate in the program.
Yeah, so it's... There's a lot in here.
Okay.
To figure out exactly.
Hard to skim it all and read it. Okay, Mr. Hernandez, we do have a note that says you, when you participated in one of these staffings regarding your drinking alcohol, that you just stated you will not participate in programming and you'd rather return to prison. Did you say that?
No, I hear you.
There's a note here that says, during the staffing, and this was specifically regarding an incident where you were drinking alcohol, that during the staffing, which would be the discussion with the field staff, you stated that you will not participate in programming and you wish to return to prison.
Okay, which is MRC?
Yes.
No, I'd like to try it. I don't know. I don't really need a more as a program.
Well, MRC would be for drug and alcohol counselor treatment.
Well, I don't have an alcohol issue though.
Well, the documentation that we have indicates that you did drink alcohol on several occasions.
No, I didn't.
Mr. Turner?
We'll come back to that. I found some of the staffing notes that you were asking earlier about the treatment. They are very lengthy, so I will try to figure it out. It looks like that his PO was contacted by Mr. Sturgeon at Frontier, that said that any behavior was deemed inappropriate but not intended by the offender in sexual nature. Supervisor Flint spoke with the offender's brother. But they couldn't get permission from the landlord. Sturgeon stated that the offender was in the appropriate treatment program, but he did not make any effort to help himself, and therefore, since they were not providing him any clinical treatment any longer, they felt that he had to be discharged. There is the comments that you said earlier about him holding his stomach, and despite multiple attempts to redirect the client, the behavior had not changed in the classes. They believe that he would be better suited in a different type of outpatient program.
Okay.
And then what was the question on?
About, he's just flatly denying that he consumed alcohol, and a couple, there are several references in these notes.
You want me to go back and find that note? I know if you retest, we then send them for testing.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find that.
Yeah, and I'm not seeing our test here. And that would have been around February 8th.
On February 10th, says Officers Osborne, Radke, Paolo, and Smith, please see attached incident report, which I won't have. States Mr. Samarifas, Mr. Roberts, Mr. Hernandez, and Mr. Linden all have positive breathalyzers. All clients admitted to drinking on site, and staff found vodka bottles and breathalyzed them. Mr. Samarifas and Mr. Roberts will be transported to CBI for clearance, as their blood alcohol content was above 0.08. Mr. Roberts admitted to conspiring with Mr. Santoritas to have a friend bring the alcohol to an undisclosed area behind the property wall, where Santoritas subsequently hopped the wall to retrieve it. He was discharged. Appropriate course of action for Linden and Hernandez is still pending review, which is then they decided at that point, I believe, to discharge.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. All right, Mr. Hernandez, it sounds like you were involved with two other inmates who had arranged to hide some alcohol behind a wall, and that's the source of this comment about the alcohol consumption.
Yeah. Which was one of the tests that I tested negative for.
Well, our indications are that you tested positive, so.
Well, either way, right.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Either way, you're right, if I tested positive, but they told me I tested negative.
All right, so, okay, Mr. Hernandez, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to do that. Is there anything else that you haven't told us already that you'd like the board to know?
No, I don't need it at all.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. Hernandez, the board is going to go into discussion. And while we're in discussion, we just ask that you remain on the phone, listen to the discussion, but remain silent. And we'll be back with you in just a moment with the decision, sir.
Okay,
the board is now in discussion. Mr. Hernandez appears to have to be someone who has difficulty following instructions. And it also appears, based on the notes that we heard from Mr. Turner, to be unable or unwilling to participate in programming and structured programming by acting inappropriately, inappropriate behaviors. And although he denies any alcohol consumption, we have evidence to the contrary. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for return to community supervision, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Okay, I'm going to make a motion then, based on information in warrant 201A W1196, our conversation with Mr. Hernandez, specific information provided by Mr. Turner. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Hernandez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal race or company, specifically by drinking alcohol while he was on the Viveway property, as indicated by Mr. Turner, and not participating in assigned programming that would have been to his benefit. That is my motion.
I agree. Can I also include that he also had several missed UAs?
Yes, and that's another thing. Another reason. There were several, four that are documented here, but he also failed to submit UAs. So that would be added to the motion.
A second.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson with the additional comment. Agreed with that, right, Mr. Van, Mr. Quinones. Mr. Hernandez, the board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision. We're now showing a release date for you of February 3rd of 2019. And at that time, you'll be released on or about that day, and you will not have any parole officer to worry about. It'll be just released and not on community supervision. Okay, sir? So thank you for participating in your hearing, and this will conclude your hearing. We'd appreciate if you'd give the phone back to the CO3.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.